Hi guys! Welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Assyria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. So, I guess we could just jump into it. Xbox had a showcase. We're going to talk about that. But I was just reading a couple of things, right? Okay. So, a couple of things that's going on with Capcom. Capcom has said that they got a new engine that they're going to be developing and stuff like that for their upcoming games and whatnot. But see, some of the numbers that came out regarding Resident Evil 4, which sold nearly 5.5 million. I was surprised with that one. But you wonder who the one I was the most surprised about? Street Fighter 6 almost sold 2.5 million copies. I thought that was really low. I was really surprised by that. And here's the thing, they revealed that those income and profits are up thanks to the excellent launch of those games. My God, they must have had a really, low expectations for those, for this quarter. So they said their total games are up by 21.3 million this year. Up from 21.3 this time last year to 22.6. That's not really that much, but it's resulting in a net sales increase of 53%. Oh, okay. I still think that Street Fighter 6 was, that's a low number. Now, Monster Hunter Rise and Sunbreak, yeah, that crossed 6.5 million. Resident Evil 2 sold more than 13 million. 3 is sitting at 8. But, if they like it, then I think they like those numbers, and that's what's most important. Guys, I did see the movie, Spider-Man 2. Can I be honest with you guys? Yes, the some of the lines are really corny, but I am not going to take away the production of that game movie is really fucking solid. It's really solid. And yeah, when I see people traversing the city and stuff like that, it does look fun. Am I gonna buy it? No. But I can appreciate, it was a little bit short. Cause I think that most of the game is the movie. But I gave it a little side eye last week, yeah. But after watching that movie, I was like, that's a solid-ass goddamn movie. And I'm sure that the game is solid. I mean, shit, they sold 2.5 million in the first 24 hours. Now, I thought that that was going to make, like, a lot of, like, you know, hoopla and stuff like that. But I think the reason why it didn't and stuff like that, and this is coming from PlayStation fans, they was like, well, because PlayStation really didn't have nothing to play. Now, the numbers for Super Mario Wonder, that hasn't been released yet. Spider-Man did beat Mario in Europe, but that was expected. It definitely, in Japan, Super Mario Brothers won. But that's kind of expected too. You know, I'm wondering what's going to happen with the States. How these numbers looking. But as of right now, it's selling really good. So, shout out to them. Now, something else came out that that had people concerned, but okay, so you know the new Super Mario, not the Super Mario, Jesus Christ, PlayStation 5 Slim that's coming out. Now, they're saying that when you first install the disk drive, it's going to require the internet in order to make sure that it works. And I thought that they were talking about, like, you know, if every time you use your disk, you gotta be connected to the internet and stuff like that. But that's, they kind of cleared it up. And a lot of people was like, well, what if everyone has the internet? And I was like, I know a lot of people live in a city. I get that. But in some rural areas, you would be surprised how many people that does not have the internet. You would really be surprised. So, but I'm sure that, I'm sure that this is not going to be an issue. I mean, hell, you can even put that on your internet. You can even put that on your cell phone and be able to get a hotspot even for just that, you know, that month, and then turn it off and you'll still be able to use the internet. So it's nothing big. Why I don't know. I went. Okay, let's talk about this this Xbox showcase. They started off with what's this game called again? Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. Now, from what I, because I've seen a couple of trailers of this game and stuff like that. And I don't know. You know what I think about when I see this game, guys? I can't help but think about Saints Row. Like, Saints Row is the poor man version of Grand Theft Auto. And this, now you know Grand Theft Auto was still king, but you know Saints Row just, like, you know, that whole studio got shut down. So, I think this is gonna take that place. I mean, they're doing some of everything at that game. Some of everything. I'm not sure if that game is going to be day one on Game Pass. No, I doubt it. Because that's gonna also be on the PlayStation. So it won't be releasing day one on Xbox Game Pass. It looks fun. I'm not gonna play it. It's too zany for me, for my taste. Again, like I said, it just reminds me of nothing but Saints Row, Metal Gear Solid 3 remake, and it looks beautiful. That game, it's powered by the Unreal Engine 5. They made sure that was evident right there. What game is this going to be? Now, here's the thing, guys. I played Metal Gear Solid, Twin Snake. I did not play 3. I went to 4, and then I did 5. But I never played 3. Ark Survival Ascended. That's coming to the Xbox. When is that coming? Because I'm sure that they I thought they had a date for it. And I was surprised to find out that the thing was on the PC. But then again, I really don't follow that game, like Ark and whatnot. I know they got one that's gonna be featuring Vin Diesel. No, I'm so sorry. No, it is Vin Diesel. Why was I thinking about The Rock? but they look alike to me. But yeah, I know that's coming out, but I'm not interested in I'm not interested in playing those games. I wasn't even interested in any of like Turok and all of them. I never was interested in any of those games and whatnot. But I'm glad that people are enjoying it. Now they got RoboCop Rogue City that's coming. I seen a little bit of that, but I seen that only being played on the PC. So, and it looks good from what they were showing. Still Wakes the Deep. Now, when I saw that trailer, I know a lot of people that I was watching streaming and stuff like that, the showcase, they were like, what? I was interested in that game the most. And maybe it's because, okay, I don't know if you guys know this movie. It just came out. It's called Underwater. And that movie gave me that vibe. I mean, that game gave me that vibe of that movie. And that was like one of my favorite movies from 2021 last year. I mean, a couple of years ago. So yeah. I'm all in on that. The Finals, which they got some beta for it. I think that's gonna be interesting. I think that once that game comes out, I think that it's going to be a hit. Because we don't know a lot about it, everyone is on the fence about it, but I think that when I saw that it's a first person shooter kind of game, like you know. But when I saw it and I saw some of the gameplay, and I was like, this is interesting. And I was like, I kind of want to play it, and I think it's going to hit. And I think it's going to start with PC players. They showed Alan Wake 2. I like Alan Wake, the lore to it. I'll watch the movie, but I'm not gonna play that game. I'm not. It does, and I'm not saying that like I would not buy that game. I think the game, it's fun, but I like learning more about the lore as opposed to just playing the game. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Ikira will not die. What is that? I forgot what that was. It's not an action. It's definitely an action game. I was gonna say a platform, but it's not. I liked what they showed off of that. I thought it was fun. The way it looked. So my take on their first partner preview showcase, I can honestly tell you guys, I thought that was a solid B. I was impressed. Made me happy that I owned the Xbox. I think those about it. Yeah, guys, and those were your top stories in gaming. Here's your top stories in pop culture. Dwight Howard. Girl. Former NBA star Dwight Howard denies sexual assault, but he admits to having relations with a man that he met via social media. Girl, look. I didn't know he was taken out. Kitty. Okay. The man who is filing these, you know, who came with these, this lawsuit, his name is Harper. Harper says he met Howard through Instagram. They exchanged explicit text messages before arranging to meet at Howard's home. This is back in July 2021. While on his way to the residency, Harper says that Howard texted him to ask if another man or woman could join their planned sexual encounter. Harper said that he was not interested. Once Howard got to, you know, once he got to his house, this is at Howard's house, they were joined by a man dressed as a woman who identified only as Kitty. Harper said he tried to resist the two men, but Howard and Kitty forced him to participate into sexual activities. Mr. Harper was trapped in the defendant's bedroom and believed that he would suffer immediately body harm if he resisted any of the sexual advances. He felt extremely violated and humiliated and was a complete shock. Howard denied any allegations of the SA, but he did agree to engage in consensual sexual activities with both of the individuals that came to his house and stuff like that. Okay. Now, see, this is what I... Okay. I had a lot of thoughts about this. If this is true, Dwight Howard, you need to be under the prison because you shouldn't be forcing yourself on anybody. I don't give a fuck what their sexuality is, let alone their gender or however they identify with their gender. You do not force yourself on a person. But he also was like, you know, all up in arms about, like, you know, trying to be very aggressive with his son because he didn't want his son to grow up gay because, you know, he had trauma. But all this shit was prior to, you know, the release of this whole scandal and stuff like that. Like, his sexuality came forth. His true self came forth once he was out of the league and stuff like that. So, I feel sorry that Harper had to have gone through this shit. I feel sorry for Dwight Howard too, because I'm like, clearly, you don't know how to engage in an intimate situation because, nigga, you had a wife and you had a couple of kids. So I can't imagine what she might have went through with your motherfucking ass. Like, you being aggressive and shit like that, but... Like, it's not as an excuse, because it's horrible what the fuck you did. But the cat is out of the bag, honey. And I don't know how that man identifies as. And whatever rocks his boat, rocks his boat. I mean, he may identify as bisexual and stuff like that. The reason why I'm like, you know, a little bit sad is because I'm like, I wish that he had been afforded the space to be himself, and that it didn't have to come out the way that it did with this individual. Again, I'm not saying his behavior was condoned. I mean, the motherfucker needs to be under the fucking prison. Now, Miss Harper, it's unfortunate what happened to you, but by your own admission, you said that he said that there was going to be another party at this meetup. And by your own admission, honey, you said that you was uncomfortable with it. That being said, girl, you didn't need to go to his house. You should not have went to his house. You should not have went to his house. It's fucked up what happened to you, because it should have never happened to you. All I'm going to say is this to you. In the future, if you have it on your spirit that if something makes you feel uncomfortable, even in the slightest, like it's bringing you pause, it gives you pause, the situation gives you pause, girl, get the fuck out of that, or don't even go towards it. And I hope that moving forward that you don't fuck with motherfuckers that are in the closet the way that Dwight Howard was. Don't fuck with motherfuckers like that. Be with somebody who is out and about. Because people that do this stuff like this, this is, I'm not saying that they all do it, my God. I'm not that fucking naive. But it's like when you're dealing with somebody who deals, who has a secret on their heart, they move in shifty ways. They really do. So, I hope this lawsuit brings you peace and gives you a lesson moving forward. Do not follow this behavior again. If someone tells you there's going to be another party member and you don't know who this person is, don't go there. Justin Timberlake is pissed off at Britney Spears because of her book. Britney Spears, I think she's gonna make the bestsellers, New York bestsellers list. I'm sure she will. Cause it's selling really, really good. And it's a good, it's from what I gather, because I have it on order. But from what I gather is, I think, but I've always figured this with Britney. I've always thought that Britney was like behind the scenes. I know that they were taking advantage of that girl. I knew that they were. It's just something about, I was like, if you go back and look at some of her prominent interviews, you can tell that Britney Spears checked out and was like, she was the one who was supporting her family. They tried to give something to Jamie Spears, but Jamie just didn't have that it factor. But I'm excited to read more about her book. But going back to Justin, girl, like I said, she had an abortion because of that boy. And I told y'all last week, I was like, Justin always gave me, like, fuckboy energy. He always gave me fuckboy energy. Like, I don't think Justin knew who he was. I don't think he knew who he was. I think he lost his identity. That's why with his last album, that one that he had, like, you know, the country. It's not country, but it's like, it's country R&B. It's weird. It's weird. And it didn't sell because no one was buying it. Like, you have a little bit of soul, but once we saw what you did to Janet, we just said, we're not fucking with you no more, dude. We're not fucking with you no more. Because I was fucked up. And Britney, he was out. And Britney, with this book, just told the whole shit. And every time someone look at you now, they're going to see that baby that you had, Britney, a boy. Every time. It's funny that everybody thought that song from her, Every Time, that was the name of the title, was about Justin Timberlake, and it was actually about her abortion. It's so sad. And her family, oh my God. Like, ooh, those people were just like, God damn, Britney. Girl, Britney went through some shit. Like, you can understand why Kevin Federline was her choice. I wouldn't be surprised if she regret having kids. I mean, she loves her babies. But I know she probably regret being with that man. You know who else book made bestseller? Jada Pinkett Smith. Yes, ma'am. Her album, her book became New York's bestselling. And what I tell y'all, like I told y'all like a couple of weeks ago, man, they were going in on Jada. But it was for the wrong reasons. Like, they wanted her to shut up, and I was like, she ain't even saying shit. Y'all was the one who, it was a lot of projection towards that girl. Y'all was the ones who thought she had the perfect motherfucking marriage and stuff like that. And in actuality, it is for them. For them. But Jada got the last laugh because her book became a bestseller. So she got her credentials. Bad Bunny. He's going to have a tour. And girl, they are mad at this boy. They're mad at Ticketmaster. They're mad at them because they're like, bitch, this tour is like $1,000 most wanted tour. They're like, it's $1,000. And like their seats is like, these prices are ridiculous. I understand that y'all can be pissed off at whoever you want to be pissed off, but sweetheart, all I can address y'all to is to the mirror. Y'all can address y'allself to the mirror. In order for them, and I'm talking about Ticketmaster, because I'm not going to lay this at Bad Bunny's feet. I'm not going to lay this at Taylor Swift's feet. I'm not going to lay this at Beyonce's feet. I'm laying this at y'all's feet. Because in order for Ticketmasters to change their fucking ways, y'all don't have to go to the tour. You don't have to pay for these prices. Y'all really don't. Did I not tell y'all? Did I not say to y'all? When Taylor Swift announced her tour. When Beyonce announced her tour. Y'all can go back and listen to some of my past recordings. I told y'all I wasn't going to go to those concerts because I knew that they were going to be released streaming. I knew they were. I knew they was. So, I'm like, y'all charging $1,500 to $3,000 for these tickets. Go off. But if you show Ticketmaster that y'all got this disposable income like this, why are y'all mad at the prices they gave to Bad Bunny? Y'all bought those tickets. Y'all bought those tickets. A person who was critical thinking would have been like myself. Would have been like, oh, that's cute. Respect, but I'm not going to buy that album. I mean, I'm not going to go buy that ticket because I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'll see it at home. Yes, it's not the same, but it saved me motherfucking goddamn $3,000. That's something I can live with. Because I'm not going to give you $3,000 for 2 to 3 hours. That's something I'm not going to do. I don't give a damn who it is. It's not worth it to me. Because y'all went out there for clout. Girl, I went to this concert. Girl, I went to this concert. And y'all did that to look down on other people. But like I said, y'all the ones who's got these goddamn credit card bills that y'all can't pay for. Y'all look stupid. And that's why Ticketmaster is selling these boys tickets at these exuberant prices. That's y'all fault. If you want to change, you're just going to have to not buy. Moving forward, don't buy these tickets. Now, see what they did with Travis Scott. Not saying that he was at that level, but the boy does give a good concert. And he speaks in Spanish through the whole damn time. And I'm not fluent in Spanish, so I'm like, oh, you most certainly won't be getting that money from me. City Girls. Ooh. Mmm. City Girls album sales. Girl. Now, I don't even go up for City Girls. I really don't. And to be honest with you, City Girls have never been my theme. Like, I hear it. Some of the music, you know. Girl, their album sales are projected to be between 6,000 and 8,000 fucking copies sold. when I talk about a flop, here's the thing, bitch, you, girl. Okay. This is the way how I view. First of all, y'all gotta pay back calls to the music company which was distributing and produced the production and all that. Like, girl, you're not going, y'all are in the red. Y'all are in the red. In the beginning, after the album, you are already in the red. And then your album flopped, which makes it further in the red. Then y'all get on the internet. Now y'all got builder bodies. Not natural bodies, but they're builder bodies. JT is pissed off. Carisha is like, she's like thinking about breaking away from the group. But here's the thing that I'm looking at all this shit, right? I'm looking at all of this. And I'm looking at these two women. And I'm like, girl, if y'all don't find a way to bounce back from this shit, this will be y'all last hurrah. And it's sad. It's sad because I'm like, to maintain this look that y'all have costs a lot of money. Like, a lot of money. And y'all didn't do no promotion for this album. I didn't even know they had an album coming out. Not that I would have cared, but still. I'm just like looking at this shit. I'm looking at these numbers and I'm also looking at y'all lifestyle and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. Because those numbers are too, fuck, y'all are too far in the red. Y'all are too far in the red. And y'all company, y'all records is not going to, your record company is not going to give y'all money. Y'all owe too much already. It sucks. But damn, y'all had to have known that. I can understand why you're coming out defensive, but don't be mad at them. That's on y'all. These people do not know. They don't have the discipline, or they don't have the schooling on how to release this album. Y'all are not these prominent figures as you constantly think that you are. Y'all came out during the fucking pandemic. Okay? You had a moment. But everybody should have told you that that moment is fleeting. You know? Same thing's gonna happen with Sexy Red. It's like, y'all don't know how to capitalize off of the moment. You see what they did with Glorilla? Shit, it was like a couple of motherfucking months after she came out with that bad. It was so good. That song was so nice. But she's on social media asking for people to be a personal assistant. Like, they bank on y'all because y'all ain't nothing but a flash in the pan. But y'all don't know how to, y'all don't know how to, Carisha does. Carisha went and she pivoted. She got a talk show. She was Shit, she knew P. Diddy was sniffing at her, her tail, and she capitalized off that shit. JT's the one who don't have no, I feel that doesn't have a plan. They'll be all right, though. They'll be okay, guys. And with that, we'll close this out. And those was your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.